Blog Talk Radio.
And now, in a corner of a basement somewhere in New Jersey, it's Between the Ropes Radio. 30 minutes of nothing but wrestling. By wrestling fans, for wrestling fans. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com, it's your host, Ty Asbury.
November 18, 2018, in which WWE Survivor Series 2018 takes place. I think your boy Ty Asbury, tonight's event, a stunner. It's Between the Ropes Radio Sunday morning on Survivor Series morning, November 18th, 2018. I'm bringing you match selections for tonight's WWE Survivor Series live on pay-per-view and, as always, the WWE Network. I'm changing things up for today's episode. Normally, I would be doing this at 6 p.m., but here I am, 6 a.m., on this special edition of Between the Ropes Radio Sunday morning, and we are just a few hours away from, of course, WWE Survivor Series, and damn, I got to say, it seems like I think I haven't been on the air since probably the first week of this month. Went to L.A., had a great time. Of course, I told you before, my first time flying, and it was an absolute blast. Definitely will be looking forward probably pretty soon in planning my next trip when I get back in the air again on an airplane. But as always, most importantly is that, hey, if you missed Between the Ropes Radio, your boy Ty Asbury is back with, of course, one of the best wrestling podcast shows in the world. I'm talking Between the Ropes Radio. And first thing, as you always know, is, of course, you're probably wondering, hey, where's Destiny at? As we all know, as always, Destiny, my pay-per-view pick show co-host, she will not be on this episode of Between the Ropes Radio because she is tending to her mother. Her mom had a fall, hurt her hip, will need hip replacement surgery. So, Destiny, if you're listening live, we hope, you know, your mom gets better. God bless to her. You know, we love her. We love you. And we'll definitely be welcoming you back with open arms when we do the next Between the Ropes Radio pay-per-view pick show. So, Destiny, do what you got to do. Take care of your mom. God bless her. God bless you. We miss you. And as always, the thing is, though, she did send me her picks. So I will be giving Destiny's picks for Survivor Series tonight, and as well I have mine. So, you know, when me and her, we get together, we, of course, sass each other. And, of course, who has the better record between the pay-per-view picks between me and Destiny? But she did indeed send me her picks. We were talking yesterday, so she did send me her picks, and I will be going over them very, very shortly. But one thing I definitely want to talk about, last night I was, of course, had a relaxing Saturday and was watching Jurassic Park last night, the very first one, and it came out in freaking 1993, which was decades ago. To me, I think it's still one of the best ones. And when you look at a movie series, you don't realize how many damn sequels there are. I mean, it's the first one, the second one, The Lost World, The Avenue World. I mean, it's so many damn Jurassic Park movies. To me, it's insane. But I still remember when I went to go see the first one in 93, of course, it was definitely a huge, huge hit. So, I mean, but speaking of which, Jurassic Park, we all know is great, but something also that is great, I'm talking about, of course, WWE Survivor Series, which, of course, takes place live tonight, 7 p.m. on pay-per-view, and as well as the WWE Network, live from Los Angeles, California, at the Staples Center. And this is, believe it or not, this is the 32nd annual event. Survivor Series, the first one, started back in 1987, still going strong. To me, one of the best pay-per-views in WWE because you had the 5-on-5 traditional Survivor Series matchups. I'm talking elimination style. So, hey, 6 o'clock a.m., top of the hour, I'm probably the only fool that's up. If you're up, hey, I'm here talking WWE Survivor Series. 646-716-5926. I want to hear your picks as well as to who you think will be winning tonight at the WWE pay-per-view and WWE Network Spectacular Survivor Series, because things have changed since a week ago. I mean, it's just as we all know, Becky Lynch, who is I just love her. She's the hottest thing going right now. We all know Becky Lynch was pulled out of her Survivor Series matchup tonight against Rowdy Ronda Rousey. As we all know, last Monday on Raw, Becky sustained a concussion as well as a busted face at the hands of Nia Jax. And as well as now we talk about, of course, heading into the men's champion of Raw. We're talking about Brock Lesnar, who was originally supposed to face AJ Styles from the SmackDown end. But tonight, the Beast has a new opponent. And if you watch SmackDown, you know what I'm talking about. I'll be getting to that in a little bit when I go over my picks and Destiny's picks for Survivor Series. And let's get this thing jumping on this Sunday morning now. Like I just mentioned, I talked to Destiny yesterday. She has her picks. Like I said, she may not be here. You may not hear her voice, but she is here. And, of course, I'm going to talk about what she had to say about Survivor Series with her picks. Of course, we all know, of course, Charlotte Flair replaced Becky Lynch, of course, who sustained an injury. She was pulled out of Survivor Series, in which we all know if it was up to Becky, she'd wear a freaking hockey mask and get up in that thing to face Ronda Rousey at Survivor Series. So Becky Lynch is out of Survivor Series. So, of course, we all know that Becky Lynch is at the top of her game, but, hey, Charlotte Flair, she is at the top of her game as well. So Charlotte Flair will go up against Ronda Rousey tonight at Survivor Series. So I'm going to go over first Destiny's picks and who she thinks all the winners will be walking out of L.A. victorious. Now, she has Charlotte giving Ronda Rousey her first WWE loss, and which she thinks it will be a brutal fight between these ladies at Survivor Series. We all know Ronda Rousey, tough as hell. Charlotte Flair, tough as hell. But Destiny says that tonight Ronda Rousey definitely tonight comes up short in Raw versus SmackDown down style between these two ladies. And number two, of course, Destiny's not a big Brock Lesnar fan. I know Brock Lesnar, him being the part-time champion, shows up when he wants, gets a lot of heat for that. Destiny actually did say she can only pray for Brock Lesnar's new opponent and the new WWE champion, Daniel Bryan. And you're probably like, wait a minute. Daniel Bryan, yep, Daniel Bryan did defeat AJ Styles this past Tuesday on SmackDown Live, turning heel, and which I kind of saw coming. I mean, you go back to WrestleMania, I mean, I thought he was actually going to turn on Shane when they wrestled Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, but Daniel Bryan finally did it. He turned heel, winning the WWE Championship belt over AJ Styles. She's praying. I don't know. She says she's just praying that Daniel Bryan gets the upset win over the Beast, Brock Lesnar. That's her pick for that match. And she has for the, of course, men's traditional 5-on-5 Raw and SmackDown. She has Raw going over SmackDown, in which she thinks Braun Strowman will be the last guy standing as he goes through every member of SmackDown. And Destiny even said she thinks he may take it, you know, a step further and take out his own team. And which with Braun Strowman, I definitely would not rule that out, of course. And then she has going into one flip the other side of the coin for the women's 5-on-5 traditional Survivor Series match. She has 2 years in a row, Asuka, but this time she's on SmackDown. She was on Raw last year. She has Asuka being the last standing Survivor Series member to take Team SmackDown to the win over the ladies of Team Monday Night Raw. Now, she had, of course, and to me as well, this is going to be an interesting, brutal matchup because both of these teams, they have the power, and they just like to beat people up. Destiny thinks that for her, this match, the tag team match, where we have the AOP and the Bar, I mean, this one, I mean, I'm sure this is the first time these two teams have worked against each other. And she has a point here. She thinks that this one, for her, in her opinion, this one is going to be too hard to call. So I think she maybe just, I guess you could say, neutral, just in the middle with this matchup. I mean, it could go to a double DQ for both teams as they beat the hell out of each other. But Destiny is saying that for her, that this one was too hard to call. So, Destiny, I'm just going to leave it at that. That's what you wanted and wanted me to tell the listeners. So, I'll just leave it at that. I'm talking about Destiny's picks here on Between the Ropes Radio Sunday morning. It is after 6 a.m. and your boy Ty Asbury, of course, is wide awake, bringing you the WWE Survivor Series pick show. Hope you're enjoying it. If you're up, if you're asleep, if you're half awake, if you're out for a run, hey, thank you for listening to Between the Ropes Radio. And, of course, moving on, the Cruiserweight Championship match. She just has the Cruiserweight belt retaining to its current champion. Destiny has that for her pick for the Cruiserweight title match. And, of course, this is the one – I had to say this for last for her. Of course, the big one. Shinsuke Nakamura, SmackDown U.S. champion, up against Rawls, probably the hottest guy in the business right now. WWE Rawls, Intercontinental champion, my boy Seth Rollins. Destiny actually has this match going to a double DQ, in which she thinks these two guys will just beat each other up, and the point where the referee says, you know what, just ring the bell, because both of these guys are just truly talented athletes. I mean, I believe it's the first time these guys have worked together, so this one should be an interesting matchup. But now, of course, talking about your boy Ty Asbury's picks, I have a kind of a maybe I guess you could say a possibly this may happen for this match, but I'm about to go to that in a bit because I will be talking about my picks for WWE Survivor Series. But as far as Destiny's picks, she will say that Shinsuke Nakamura and Seth Rollins go to a double DQ, which there will be no winner for this matchup. Now, I'm going to talk about my picks, of course, for tonight's 32nd annual WWE Survivor Series. Now, 5-on-5 Survivor Series match. We have Team Raw, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, and, of course, Bobby Lashley with team captain Baron Corbin pretty much directing the guys, telling the guys what to do, which I think normally the team captain is actually in the actual match. I thought that was kind of strange for this year, but, hey, it is what it is. They go up against Team SmackDown, up against my boy The Miz, Shane O'Mac, Shane McMahon, Rey Mysterio Jr., Samoa Joe, and Jeff Hardy. Now, of course, the biggest factor of all in this matchup, of course, is Braun Strowman. And so, I mean, when you look at a lot of these 5-on-5 Survivor Series traditional matches, it's just talent everywhere. So it's kind of hard to get a grasp or pick, like who to pick to win this match. But you also have to look at who's the hottest guy going into the match. I mean, of course, that indeed would be Braun Strowman. But remember, I mean, this to me should be an interesting matchup because, I mean, you look, like I said, the top guys, Braun Strowman, Samoa Joe, he sticks out. Rey Mysterio Jr., he just returned. And, of course, The Miz, still going strong. Shane O'Mac, he is the best, you know, in the world. He, in controversy fashion, he won the WWE Crown Jewel event, so he holds that trophy, which we all know how that turned out. I know Dolph Ziggler still is pissed about that, but I'm going to say that, and I know Shane's going to be pissed off about this, I'm going to say, because he's hot right now, I think WWE has big plans for this guy, I'm going to say that Drew McIntyre leads Raw and they win the 5-on-5 men's traditional Survivor Series matchup. Drew McIntyre, I think, will be the last guy standing in this matchup. I could see maybe some heated exchange between him and Braun Strowman, two biggest guys on the roster right now. But I'm taking Team Raw over Team SmackDown live tonight at WWE Survivor Series. And like I said, if you don't have the WWE Network, it's simple. Go on WWE.com and order it. You can go on your phone and order it. And always remember, when you order it, you definitely get the first pay-per-view free. So you definitely do not want to forget about that as well. Now, I just talked about the men's traditional 5-on-5 Survivor Series match. Let's go over to the women's side. Of course, we definitely do have for the women's side, we definitely have Team Raw. We have Mickie James, Nia Jax, Tamina, Natalya, Ruby Riott, and, of course, team captain, the lady behind the scenes, of course, Miss Bliss. I'm talking about Alexa Bliss, the team captain of this. They go up against Team SmackDown, Carmella, Naomi, Sonya Deville, Asuka, and, of course, a member that is yet to be announced. So I'm trying to think who that will be. Tonight we have to see who it is. I mean, because originally my thought, you would think it would be Charlotte, but now Charlotte is wrestling Ronda Rousey. So it'll be interesting to see who they put in this match. I mean, you got Mandy Rose out there. I mean, that's a possibility. Wasn't going to say Lana, but I'm not sure about that. But I'm going to go on and say that I think that the women of SmackDown, they take this match, and that I think possibly, I'm going to say the last lady standing on the SmackDown side. I'm going to say, I actually, believe it or not, I'm going to agree with Destiny, oh damn, that Asuka, 2 years in a row, be the first lady that ever has done this to be the last lady standing in Survivor Series match. I say as well, Team SmackDown, they went over the ladies of Raw. I know Alexa Bliss, she's really, you know, got her team pumped up for this, but I believe that Asuka will be the last lady standing as she takes SmackDown and the ladies on that side to win up against the ladies of Raw at Survivor Series. And, of course, we have, of course, singles matchup. Both titles are not on the line. Champ versus champ. Raw Intercontinental Champion Seth Rollins up against SmackDown's United States Champion. I'm talking about Shinsuke Nakamura. And, I mean, you can't say enough about these two guys. I mean, both of these guys are just incredible. I mean, of course, different styles. Seth Rollins is a high flyer. Shinsuke Nakamura with those brutal kicks. He likes to keep it simple. He likes to keep you on that mat, knee you, beat you down, kick you. I mean, Shinsuke Nakamura is definitely unpredictable, especially him being a heel. And I still think he's doing a really good job as a heel. And I think he should be defending the title more. But I just think with Shinsuke Nakamura, they just don't have a lot for him. But I'm glad they do have him matched up with Seth Rollins in this matchup. But I'm going to say that this matchup, I'm going to say for me, and this will add more fuel to the fire, Destiny said that this match will be a double DQ. I'm going to say Shinsuke Nakamura gets the win because this guy's looming around. He's on fire. He burned his shield vest, which means that involves fire. I want to say Dean Ambrose, he shows up, costs Seth Rollins the matchup, which, of course, Shinsuke Nakamura, this man will take any chance he can get to win. Shinsuke Nakamura gets the win over Seth Rollins, of course, at Survivor Series. We have also tag team matchup. We have the Raw tag team champions, the newly crowned champions, of course, Authors of Pain. We have Akam and Rezar versus the SmackDown tag team champions. I'm talking about The Bar, Sheamus, and Cesaro. Destiny had a good point. I mean, this one, it really is too hard to call, but for me, I believe in, especially in wrestling, who's been there, who's been on the big show, as well as being on the big show when you're a champion, you know you have to do whatever you have to do to keep your title. But in this case, the titles are not on the line, though. That's the thing we have to remember about Survivor Series. But if you take the title equation out, it's just a matter of the experience. So I'm giving the experience, of course, to the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. I'm talking about Sheamus and Cesaro, and I say they actually helped the SmackDown Tag Team Division, and they beat the AOP, in which they don't have many losses, but they definitely take a loss tonight at the hands of Sheamus and Cesaro. And, hey, if you're thinking, Ty, you're my boy and all, but, I mean, I don't like that pick. I do like that pick. Hey, I'm here until 6:30 this morning, 646-716-5926. Call live and talk to your boy here on Between the Ropes Radio Sunday morning as I'm talking about tonight's WWE Survivor Series match. And, of course, Cruiserweight title match on the line, the champion, Buddy Murphy versus Mustafa Ali. And when you have a Cruiserweight match you never know what's going to happen. These guys go all out. They just get crazy, get the crowd pumped up, especially in a city like Los Angeles at the Staples Center. I'm going to say, of course, that I got to agree with Destiny. I don't know what's going on. I mean, she's not even here. We're not sassing each other. I mean, I don't know, but I will definitely say that Buddy Murphy, he also retains his cruiserweight title up against Mustafa Ali at Survivor Series. And, of course, as we move down here on every match at Survivor Series, one of the big ones. It was supposed to be the biggest of all biggest, but with the injury of Becky Lynch not being able to compete, Becky Lynch, of course, put in the match her former best friend and one of her biggest rivals, Charlotte Flair, as Charlotte Flair is the chosen one tonight to go up against Rowdy Ronda Rousey, and Ronda Rousey hasn't lost yet. I mean, this is Charlotte's chance to pretty much knock off Ronda Rousey off of her mountain, as she still remains undefeated since debuting in WWE. Two tough ladies. I mean, of course, when it comes to, you know, hands, you know, the quick hands and the feet, you know, the martial arts background, I'll get to Ronda Rousey. Talking about wrestling, definitely all Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair, she's been there and she knows what to do. I mean, of course, she can actually lead Ronda Rousey into making a mistake in which Charlotte Flair can capitalize on that. Tonight is Survivor Series, and I think tonight that Ronda Rousey gets her first loss in WWE as Charlotte Flair catapults herself and getting probably one of the biggest wins in her WWE career, beating Ronda Rousey. So I definitely think Charlotte Flair in a big way helps out SmackDown Live as she defeats Rowdy Ronda Rousey in a last matchup. And, of course, this match just changed after this past Tuesday night's SmackDown Live. We have, of course, the Beast, my boy, of course, Brock Lesnar. Paul Heyman, you know, he'll be there, of course, cheering on his champion. Again, no belt is on the line. Brock Lesnar goes up against SmackDown's new champion. I'm talking about Daniel Bryan, who turned heel, did what he had to do on SmackDown, of course, beating AJ Styles. We all remember Daniel Bryan took it to the limit of and had to do what he had to do, giving AJ Styles a low blow, winning the belt from AJ Styles. I personally didn't see it coming. I know it shocked everyone else who was watching this past Tuesday. Now, Brock Lesnar, it's a beast. Sometimes I think not human. Then you got Daniel Bryan. Can wrestle. Guy could probably wrestle for 10 days straight. But this match, it's just because it's so lopsided with, you know, Brock Lesnar being his size and Daniel Bryan, of course, not being the biggest. But, I mean, he's biggest when it comes to heart when he steps between those ropes in the WWE ring. But I think this matchup, I mean, people may be pissed off about this matchup, but I think – AJ Styles, you know, he's pissed at the way he, you know, lost his title. Daniel Bryan cheated, you know, of course, turning heel to defeat him. So I think we're going to see AJ Styles. I will be really surprised. I think we're going to see AJ Styles in some way, some fashion, interfere in this matchup. And he could, I mean, he could interfere where it's a you know, a count out, or, you know, he may cost, you know, just to, you know, Daniel Bryan to lose. So I'm going to say that Brock Lesnar, he wins because AJ Styles interferes, calls Daniel Bryan the matchup, and this continues their feud because AJ Styles, remember, he gets an automatic rematch clause too for his title. So I say 2 years in a row, Brock Lesnar victorious at WWE Survivor Series. And those are my picks for tonight's event. Destiny, even though she's not here, Destiny, we miss you. We love you. She gave me her picks to give to you live here on Between the Ropes Radio Sunday morning. I just gave you every single one of my picks and Destiny's picks for Survivor Series. And as always, usually, as usual, Destiny will probably be right. But hopefully, I get my butt in the thick of things and start to come up in the win category between me and Destiny, as we always do our pay-per-view pick show. And she will be back next month as we talk about the upcoming next WWE pay-per-view. And as always, hey, this is your boy, Ty Asbury. Thank you very much for listening to Between the Ropes Radio. And remember, this upcoming week, a big week for Between the Ropes Radio, so you definitely don't want to miss out. Thank you for listening to this Sunday morning's episode of Between the Ropes Radio. WWE Survivor Series live tonight on pay-per-view, as well as WWE Network. Check it out. I'm out. Have a great Sunday. Peace out. God bless. Oh, yeah.